This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Early this year, Svetlana Pokhlyadze was enjoying life in Ukraine. She had pink and green streaked hair and lots of friends. She was in the midst of a gap year after high school, and she was spending it at a special academy in Kharkiv studying leadership. In late February, Russia invaded Ukraine. Svetlana and her classmates volunteered to weave camouflage nets for the Ukrainian military to hide equipment. By March, her parents felt things were too dangerous, so Svetlana, her mother, and younger brother fled to Massachusetts. They're among at least 400 Ukrainians who've come here since the war began. They moved into her uncle's house in the town of Sharon. Svetlana says she couldn't help but notice the mood was lighter here, and there were no guns in sight.
When I first came here, a lot of people smiling, and I just, oh my God. When you move from a place where people going with guns on the street, you can trust no one, and then you move here, and you see a lot of people that smiling.
And students are friendly at Sharon High School. Svetlana takes classes here. Kids have put yellow and blue posters supporting Ukraine in the windows. Assistant Superintendent Meg Dussault describes 18-year-old Svetlana as sophisticated and confident, but still kid-like, despite the upheaval she's experienced.
I think that we have an image of war. We think of the travesty and the hurt and all of these things. And then you see this pink phone case and little rainbow barrettes. And in spite of everything, the war hasn't robbed her of that.
But Svetlana carries the war with her. She checks in with her friends in Ukraine all the time.
When you talk to them, how does it feel to be here?
Actually, I feel really guilty that I'm here and not there. When I saw the pictures of Kharkiv, where I were living for a lot of months, I can't believe it's true. Kharkiv is damaged 80%, so it's very painful.
She sets those thoughts aside for the moment. Class is about to start. She scoots off in her baggy fringe-bottom jeans and Doc Marten boots. Her hair is different now. She's bleached out the green and pink and left it several shades of blonde.
Do I need, like, I don't know, tell me what to do.
Oops, she's taken a wrong turn.
Yeah, so we're walking not the right hall.
Someone points her in the right direction. Even though Svetlana got her diploma in Ukraine, she has a goal at Sharon High.
Here, while here, I'm just learning English.
She gets help learning English from teacher Karina Kerr. Today they work on an editing exercise.
So there's going to be 10 errors there, and you can look for any grammatical errors or spelling errors that you see.
Svetlana reads a passage out loud.
The Brooklyn Bridge in New York City was the first opened to the public on May 1883.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The bridge spans the East River and connects the...
So that word,
what
is,
this word?
That word is boroughs?
Boroughs of Brooklyn and Manhattan.
Kerr has taught English to students who've come from other places in turmoil, including Haiti. She says some of them are willing to talk about what they've endured, others are not.
I basically leave it up to the student what they would like to share. A third grader might not fully conceptualize war, but when an older student kind of knows so much about the horrors of war, it's just a much more difficult conversation. It's much more important to me to be respectful of people's stories and their privacy.
Some students at Sharon High are also trying to be sensitive about Svetlana having fled a war. Tiago Rodriguez, for one.
I was really worried because I was like, oh God, the last thing I want is for her to just try and live her life. And everyone's like, so sis, how's Ukraine? But from what I've seen, that's not what's happened. It's just like, what kind of food do you like? What are you into? Tell me your music. What's the interpersonal things that you would ask other people just in general?
Senior students Alice Zanuski and Amelia Desari have become Svetlana's friends and tour guides. They show her all around.
Shaw's, very exciting. Macy's,
Red Lentil,
just hidden gems in the town.
Svetlana's happy for the diversions, but she's clear she's on a mission in this country. She wants to keep Ukraine in the public eye, and one way to do that is to talk to the media.
I believe that media knows will help hold the public attention to the situation, and if public attention is held, states or government of different countries really trying to help.
So this is your part, like this interview is your part in that, to try and influence public opinion and therefore try to influence governments.
I believe in it, but I hope for it. All my plans on future are cancelled by the circumstances, and now I need to adapt and plan from now. What can I do, and where can I be useful?
The war in Ukraine has left cities in ruins and lives shattered, but for Svitlana, the devastation has sealed her sense of purpose. She looks ahead to a post-war Ukraine and says she wants to help lead the country to a strong, dynamic future.
In every field, there's need a leader. For a leadership, you need a vision, and for vision, you need to be competent in your field. I hope I will be that person who could give example and vision to others.
Svitlana is applying to colleges in the U.S. and Europe. Meanwhile, the school day ends in Sharon. She talks about the upcoming prom. Her friends have convinced her to go. She says a quick goodbye, heads out the door, and looks at her cell phone to catch up on what she's missed. On this day in Ukraine, some 500 people were evacuated from areas under siege. ¶¶